The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 3 of Total Divas. And we are coming out of WrestleMania, y'all.
I think. Or we're still at WrestleMania.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. It's all wacky. We're seeing recaps of last week and Paige's retirement and all of that. Oh my god, that was a lot of Lana's ass.
She's taking it upon herself to...
They're taking naked pictures. They're having sex on the beach, y'all.
It's sex on the beach with the Rusevs.
Fake sex on the beach, but sex on the beach. Get him a drink. So now we are in the car with the Bellas.
Talk about boogers in the nose. We're now talking about dudes who touch their penises and then shake girls' hands.
No, it's pee-pee.
We're now arguing over what sounds more perverted, penis or pee-pee.
But penis is the technical correct name for it. Like, that's what it's actually called. So, by the way, no ring. She's still got the Range Rover. Yes, we are tracking this. Because I am that kind of person. I'm sorry.
SmackDown Live with the old SmackDown set because they can't update graphics. Yeah.
In Worcester, Massachusetts, we see Sheamus arriving.
Titus. Natty.
With Lana. So Sheamus is a third with the Rusevs. So basically we get the update that after Paige retired, she now gets to be the GM of SmackDown.
She's excited. She gets to be a quote-unquote boss. She gets to make the matches now.
We're in catering, which looks yummy.
They're trying to figure out, why are you wrestling by eating all this cake and stuff, and he's eating vegetables?
He's basically talking to her about her food, that she does have a lot of carbs. But I can't talk about that, so, because I'm with her.
The Uso has lost 50 pounds. He wants her to eat clean for a week. Now, he's like, looks like he was, anyway, about her mama and how she looks, and anyway, moving back to in-ring action.
She's like, are you talking about my mama? Yeah, so we see Sonya Deville and Naomi wrestling. Yeah, Sonya Deville is probably definitely going to feature on next season. I'm just going to say it. If there is a next season. Hopefully there is a next season. We see Truth.
What's up? Hey, it's A in English for Rusev Day.
Yay! There are the girls watching backstage.
Lana hasn't been booked in 12 weeks. And like, can you book me? You know, she really doesn't have that power, right? Cool.
Anyway, there's Bobby Roode.
Glorious.
There's AJ.
There's AJ's ass, more specifically.
Eric!
Yeah, there's Eric Rowan.
Deep in the background. We get a Wild Rowan after many, many seasons of not having him on the show. There he is.
It's the longest she's never been on TV.
Lana.
She's grateful for working the weekends, but she wants a storyline. She wants to be on SmackDown.
She wants to be on TV.
Yeah.
And I get it, because she wants to feel the emotion in the crowd.
Apparently, Rusev has 5 lines in a movie that Lana raised money for. Oh, she's producing it. It's called Other Versions of You. What the hell is Rusev what's Rusev looking like? His face looks so weird.
It's when he was weird doing the weird beard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had long hair, I think.
Yeah, Lana taught him how to be a big movie star.
There's Wild Jack Gallagher.
Apparently, there's Kofi.
And Kofi Kingston.
And Rusev has apparently plenty of houses in Nashville.
Oh, Lord.
No reason. Now we know the reason Sheamus is... Anyway.
He's living with them! I think there's some really weird trio. I don't know.
Hey.
Speaking of Sheamus, there he was.
And Becky Lynch.
He's all over this show.
It's superstar shakeup time.
Yay! Oh, look! Boo-Boo! Boo-Boo was on Total Divas! I saw him!
I did not see him.
He was in the background! But there was a Wild Bray Wyatt on this show!
That half second is the most you've seen of Bray Wyatt in...
Weeks!
Riot Squad.
Weeks! You know, for not being in this show, Ronda Rousey is like...
The storyline of the show.
Is the storyline of the show. She should, like, I don't know, be on the show? I don't know. Anyway, we're talking about the superstar shakeup and Natty's saying what it all is and, you know, kind of explaining it. Anyway, Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was on Total Divas, y'all. Bray Wyatt, where is Luke Harper? I need to complete the set. She had an epic wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, it was, yeah, she did. Her hoo-ha went viral. Hey, look who it is, Ronda Rousey. Ronda is not good at celebrating her accomplishments. Now we're talking about the wardrobe malfunction.
It was on TV. It was all over social, apparently.
Yeah, so Ronda was on TV, huh? On Total Divas, huh?
Hmm. Hey, look at that, little star power there.
Ember winning a match.
Ember and Alexa and Nia, and now we're in Pensacola with the Usos. She got sweets.
He's working out, and she quickly throws away her drink. She's having cravings. She has to live her best life.
Oh god, he's gonna go through the trash. Oh no. She's caught. She's busted.
I don't even know what to say about what's coming up.
I don't even know where to go with that. Like, where do you even go? Basically, Rosev and Lana are going to recreate from here to eternity. Okay, all right. So far we've had Natty's hoo-ha, Lana and Rusev having sex on a beach, and Bray Wyatt. All right.
We really didn't have Bray Wyatt.
We had Bray Wyatt.
We really didn't.
He was there.
He, for like a half a second.
I am not going to stop talking about this because it's the most I've had of him in, like, months. I have not seen him. He has vanished. Would somebody please go find him so I can, like, get past this? Thank you. He was all over Instagram for a hot minute, and then now he won't show up. He's missing. Missing. So anyway, Total Divas. So she's busted. She's caught. And now he's cleaning out.
Getting rid of everything. All the sweets.
Oh god, don't throw that stuff out. It's unopened. At least donate it.
She's going to be 31 with all the highs. Cholesterol and blood pressure and all that.
How does he know that, though?
Because of all the sweets. He's just making a point.
I know he's making a point, but how does he know that she's going to be like that?
He's making her throw it away.
They're not throwing it away. They're actually donating it.
But you know what I mean. She's making her put it in the bag. The more he tries to keep it away, she wants it more.
She snuck one.
He grabbed her ass and felt it.
He's like, what is this? They're couples goals. They're such couples goals.
Yeah.
Now we're in LA with the Rusevs. They are renting a luxury car, trying to figure out where to put the luggage in a I think that's a Lamborghini.
They need a separate car for the luggage.
We're zoom zooming.
Zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Now shake your rump.
Something like that.
They want to get buzz about the movie. They're walking around to get pictures taken because paparazzi.
And now she's trying to chant Rusev Day to get attention, and he's like, no, we're fine, we're fine.
She's like, we got to tip them off to let them know where we're at. Who are these people she's talking about? Do you know? Did she say Justin Bieber?
Yes, she did. She is a publicist.
I would assume.
And we found paparazzi.
Oh, the infamous taker video.
So now we're talking to the paparazzi about the movie, and he's holding her purse.
Like you do?
So now we're at Natty and TJ's house. Oh my god, the cats. They shaved the cats. Aww.
Those poor cats.
It's Natty's dad. Aww. So the anvil is supposed to be on a diet. He picks up KFC. And he's like, we're in the South. It's fine. How did I not hear about this?
I don't know.
Like, I didn't hear about it at all. Like, that she had a more... that I didn't even know about that.
Naya and Paige are making fun of her about it. They've been looking at it. Naya's like, keep your legs closed.
TJ just told her never go full Lana. And now the therapist is like, I should probably see this. So we are back in LA with the Rusevs. We see the shots of Hollywood and the beach and everything. We're cruising around. Oh, we've changed. We're in a nice suit. For Rusev, Lana's got her hair down, Rusev's revving the engine. Oh, we're apparently going to visit people.
Money people. He's all worried about flexing his tricep. They cut the part about the movie. Yeah, because it's all about the Undertaker.
Well, he's the story.
Yeah.
He's giving her crap because she looks nervous. And we see the brother and a gentleman with very yellow pants.
They are some yellow pants.
And we're going into the meetings as we head back to Tampa, where we're at Natty's parents. We see Natty's mom and her dad. So we're trying on yoga pants. Those are some granny panties. Okay, I did not need to know that about Natty's mom. Did not need to know that. What store did she go to get those? Natty's mom tried. That's all you can say. Natty's mom tried.
I have no idea what we just watched. None.
That's all I can say. Nope. Anyway, nope. We're out. We're back in LA. We've changed again.
We're going out to dinner.
We're going out to dinner. Paparazzi are following them.
What's it do, Lady in the Tramp? The Lady in the Tramp.
And then she's like, you even know what that means? She's trying to think of a publicity stunt. And she's like, I'll be on a bikini. Be in a bikini. You be naked and we both be on an elephant. She wants him to get naked. And then we find out how hairy Rusev's ass is. Basically, she's pushing the movie because she wants buzz. She's trying to get back on TV. So she's like, if I do something that gets their attention, I can get back on TV.
She wants to tell stories ever since she was a little kid. And this is her way to do so. And this is why she's so passionate about it. Why she wants to be on TV.
I mean, you can't fault her for her drive. She is hugely ambitious. She's just very frustrated. I think that's a good way to describe Lana right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying, and she's kind of getting thwarted at every turn.
Now, Rusev's giving her compliments. She's practicing, she's doing promos, and she's filming a movie, and, well, she's super sexy and hot.
And he's now like, if you want me to be naked, I'll be naked. I'll do whatever you want to make you happy. Again, couple's goals with these two. God, Rusev.
To rock out with this thing out. The PG way of saying what he said.
Yeah, basically. Oh my god, I don't even know what this part was. We went from Natty's mom buying underwear to Rusev's thing. What the hell? What the hell? Just, I don't even know. I can't process that right now.
I just don't even know.
I can't even process this. And Rusev said he would go balls out for his wife. So, I mean, couples goals?
We'll go with that.
Because I don't know what else to say. On one side of the spectrum, it's all innocent, right? Like, John and Trinity are trying to eat clean and trying to be healthy over here. And then there's everyone else who's, you know, just all hanging out in every direction. Just,
yeah.
What do you do with that? Just, what do you do with that? You have wholesome and pure, and then you just got, yep, there it is. Hey, look, there's the thing. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, speaking of the pure and the innocent, we're back at Trinity and John's house, because we need to be clean after what just happened. They're wearing matching shirts. Oh, my God. His says, she's my bae. Hers says, he's my bae. Oh, and they have smiley faces with heart, doing the kissy heart emoji, pointing at each other. Oh, my God. He's lecturing her about her eating habits. And there's boxes in the back. Are those what I think? Those are exactly what I think they are. There's beehives in the back, and she's just like, Jesus, take the wheel.
We're doing natural honey.
She says, she's like, he's lost his ever-loving mind. And now she's like, can you get sunk through the suits? And she's like, no, because I'm going to double and triple check you and make sure that, you know, you're all buttoned up. If you want natural honey, they have things called farmer's markets. You can go buy it at a farmer's market. She's wearing glitter shoes to go beekeeping.
It's going
to
be the best honey in the world. It's not processed.
How do you even transport something like that? So now we're smoking the bees. We're getting the bees high so we can steal the honey.
She's not having a good time.
She doesn't want to get stung.
He's very happy with his honey. And they took the honey into the bedroom. Anyway.
And we go down the slope with everybody else, y'all. The car makes him cramp everywhere. We're at the beach. She gets the title From Here to Eternity wrong, and he's laughing at her. There's a photographer. We're creating the scene From Here to Eternity, where basically it's sex on the beach. We get naked, y'all, because she wants Rusev naked no matter what.
He needs something to hide his major shrinkage.
I like how he hits that, like, just right up. He's born ready. He's rolling up the nude shorts to show his thighs.
He loves his legs.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
So now we get the artful black and white shots. There they are kissing. He's carrying her. The pictures are getting taken. We're on the beach. We're in the water. It's freezing cold. He's screaming.
We're making that's what she said jokes. We're legit doing sex on the beach.
He's grabbing her ass. He's crying and running.
I just... That's a thing. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that happened. That's all I can say about that. That happened. She's 1,000,000% sure those pictures are going to go viral. I hope to God they do.
Yeah.
Because that was maximum effort right there, y'all. That was maximum effort on their part. I just got nothing. Pause. All right, so we are in Toledo, Ohio.
SmackDown Live.
I think I saw Minnie and H. We see the girls getting ready, and we see Trinity and John after, you know, the drone queen bee incident, and they need to talk.
She has a confession. She's been cheating on him. She's been sneaking in the suites. We see video of her actually hiding the food behind toilet paper.
She has donut pajamas. I have a massive amount of respect for that.
She feels like she's doing it for him rather than for herself.
She's basically like, I'm done. I can't do it. So everything's cool. They do their little handshake. They kiss.
He remembers being there 10 years ago, just being all, hi. They got the call to go see Carano. Rusev thinks it's a compliment on his new body. Celebrities uncovered nude photos. There's all the pictures.
Basically, they're getting pulled into the principal's office now.
He's like, oh, look, they CGI'd the nude.
Mark Carano has, like, the worst job in that company, I swear to God. He has to deal with all this crap, and now they're getting the lecture.
He's like, if you're ever going to do a fake pornographic scene on the beach first, get permission first. He says, can we do it
like,
for
charity? What about for charity? He's like, what charity?
What charity do you want to do nude photos? Okay, anyway.
Oh my God! Poor Mark Carano.
Lots outside taking photos with the fans, signing autographs.
But yeah, basically what that whole thing was he's like, you work for a PG company. Can you not? You know, take nearly naked pictures on the beach. Because it's like, she's like, oh yeah, see, look, you're not naked. We're not really naked. It's fine. And he's like, yeah, this is so not making this better. The fact that they CGI'd you naked makes it worse. I think he would have rather them actually have been naked and just not know than find out that, like, they're like, yeah, we totally just had them put the naked in there, you know? And now she's, like, talking to the fans.
She's talking to the fans of what look she can do next. Someone has a Girl Squad thing, and Lana's not in that. We now move to St. Louis, Missouri. Monday Night Raw. Hey, a new Raw set sign. Hey, update it.
Let me see the girls arriving. Finn Balor! There's Mike Rome. So they're talking about how Natty and Ronda are going to be in the main event of Raw.
There's Sarah Logan. Natty's doing some stretching, holding hair. Charlie Caruso is making sure there's no split. Apparently, Natty's changing to 3 different outfits. Oh, Natty.
Okay, so calm don't down. Have
calm
stress.
Down. Just like, calm down. Like,
Natty, settle your tea kettle, honey. It's okay.
Everything's going to be just okay.
And we're still in St. Louis. We're getting ready for the main event of Raw. We see people coming in, getting their concessions, settling in. And we see Nia walking up to Natty. And Natty can't get over the picture. She cannot move past it. Nia, thank you. Thank you, Nia. Thank you. I love you. Nia's setting her straight. She's like, dude, just calm down, all right? Nia's basically like, just let it go, dude. And let it go.
And now slapping her tits and ass.
As only girls can. Although you can see where her gear has been reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's basically like, dude, you just need to chill out. Like, just calm down, you know? And it does. It happens. Like, just especially with what they do. It's stuff happens. You know, things pop out. There's nothing you can do about it. So Natty's like, I'm going to get over it now. It's fine. I'm in the main event of Raw. Actually, technically, Natty, it wasn't in front of 80,000 people. It was actually in front of, like, millions of people because it was on the network. And then it went on the internet.
And then,
but
then it went viral, yeah.
Yeah, then it went viral. But yeah, okay. All right, you're getting past it. Good girl. That's fine. Yeah, she's comparing the wardrobe malfunction to a DUI, y'all. It's not that serious. Your vajayjay just showed up on the internet. I mean, it sucks, but there's vajayjays all over the internet if you know where to look, which if you're underage, please don't go look. So now we see the girls wrestling and Natty kicking butt and being in the match and showing off her skills.
We're watching her get just beat the crap beat out of her. And then Ronda comes in to make the save.
Oh god, that walk. Oh god, that walk. I wish they would just help her with that. And Natty's very excited to have Ronda come to her rescue. God, Ronda. And yeah, so we see Ronda saving the day for Natty and helping her friend. And what an exciting time for Natalya in her career. And then we see the entire women's division on the floor. Done. They're all tired. They all need a nap. And Ronda and Natty are hugging.
Natty's so super excited to be working with Ronda.
And it's huge, and they're hugging, and Natty's excited, and Ronda's excited, and it's just awesome. The ref is awkward. He doesn't know what to do. He's just like, I'm on camera. I don't want to be on camera.
Ronda's so giddy.
She's so cute. And now Ronda's giving her crap about the wardrobe malfunction. Aww.
Yeah. So interesting things coming up next week.
Very interesting things. And by the way, just so we know,
they showed a tribute to the Anvil.
Yes, they showed a tribute to the Anvil. So
there's that.
Yeah, which, in case you don't know, in case you don't follow wrestling, Natty's father passed away about a month now. Nope. 6 weeks ago. So this was the first episode that he was on. So they showed a nice little tribute for him at the end, which was nice. And he's going to figure more in the season, obviously. So we'll see how that goes moving forward. But yeah, this was like a roller coaster of an episode. Like, this just went, we started with Natty's problem and it just all went to hell from there.
Pretty much.
But yeah, again, Mark Carano, I feel like he has, like, the most thankless job in that company.
Yep.
If you think about it, he has to wrangle WWE superstars, and you always know when he's going to have a bad day, because when you see something like that hit the internet, you know that poor man is somewhere just going, oh god, not again. Because he's the one that gets the phone call at like 3 o'clock in the morning of, oh, hey, look, there's naked pictures of Lana and Rusev on the internet. And he just has to roll over and be like, oh, damn it.
Pretty much.
So yeah, so Mark Carano, we appreciate you. I feel like somebody needs to say that to him. I'm sure he gets paid handsomely, but we appreciate you, the unsung star of Total Divas.
Pretty much.
So yeah, all right. Does it for us, because I don't even know how to sum this episode up. Like, I just don't even know. What do I do with that? Bray Wyatt!
No.
That's what
no,
I do with that.
No.
Bray
no,
Wyatt was
no,
on this episode, y'all.
No,
I got to see
no,
him!
No. No. Make sure you follow us on the social medias at Rack Radio Show and at Wild Talk Radio.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 4, which will hopefully feature more Bray Wyatt. Till then, bye!